as is well known, the Torah actually has, on numerous occasions, articulated the idea of Shabbos. As a matter of fact, in last week's parasha of Kisisa, we have a rather extensive reference of Shabbos. And Shabbos is mentioned many times in Chumash. It's mentioned in Parshas Bereishis. And that's Sukkim that I found here on page number 2 of the Maamar Kamos. Shabbos is then mentioned in the Shalach, in the context of the man. Shabbos is then mentioned in Parshas Yisro, in the context of the Aseres HaDibros. Shabbos is mentioned in Mishpatim, almost the consecutive parshas that address Shabbos. We reference in Mishpatim the subject of Nachum's Tanoim, the Mishnah Shmias. Nachum is Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, but the Dos Psukim, Shesh Yomim Tavod, Vayom Hashvi'i Tishbos, Bechor Shemakotze Tishbos, is a reference to Shabbos, or a reference to Shemitah. And then again, in Kisisa, last week's Pasha, another reference to Shabbos, and this week's Pasha, Vayakel, a further reference to Shabbos. So it's amazing how the Torah so many times has re-articulated the idea of Shabbos. And obviously, each time, for a very specific reason, for a different reason, so many aspects of Shabbos. The Mishnah writes the Chagiga. Not long ago, I believe we had that Mishnah. The Mishnah said the Shabbos is one of the three elements that Mikra Muad V'Aloch Nerubas. Yeah, very little Mikra, even though that seems to be a rather difficult statement, given what I just told you. So that needs separate discussion, which I'm not here now to address. But beyond Vayakel, the Torah also continues. Even beyond that, we have a reference to Shabbos. Parshas Emor is the classic reference to Shabbos. The Mishnah Yehuda Megillah calls Parshas Emor the Parshas Hamoedim. And the Parshas Hamoedim opens up with Shabbos. And then, of course, you have again in Sefer Dvorim, Parshas Veschanah, Sefer Dibur. So you have many, many, many times the idea of Shabbos is mentioned. But here in Vayakel, strikingly enough, we have a reference to Shabbos in the very beginning of the parasha, where the Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu gathered Kol Yisrael. Vayakel Moshe es kol hadas b'nei Yisrael v'yomer aleihem. Eile ha'dvarim asher tzivu Hashem la'asos osa. It's on page number 3 in the upper section. First, the language of Vayakel. Mefarshim right away ask, why did Moshe Rabbeinu give this parasha Vayakel? Vayakel Moshe. And the parasha prior to that, which is found here on page number 1 in Kisisa, upper right-hand corner, Vayomer Hashem l'Moshe l'Emor v'yatod d'abir v'lei yisrael l'Emor achesh ha'psul say tishmoru k'yosi d'ni v'enechom v'davasechom v'daski ani Hashem kadishchem. So first the language of v'yatod d'abir is very striking. Should have said d'abir. What's v'yatod d'abir? So Chazal say, it's a mechilta, mechilta the Rashbi. Atod d'abir, atod b'atzmecha, lo'aydi malach, lo'aydi shaliach, Moshe Rabbeinu himself should address the idea of Shabbos, has to command Klal Yisrael regarding Shabbos. But as I mentioned, why dafka the language of Vayakel Moshe here on page 3? And there are many other dukkim that can be made, there's something which is not for now. But in general, we know the Gemara in Erevin. Rashi calls the Gemara in Erevin that Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael in a very specific kind of Seder. Moshe himself, Loman b'pi Agvura. Then the Gemara says, Nichas Aaron, then Aaron entered. Shana l'Moshe Pirgo, Nistalik Aaron, Yoshav Nismol Shal Moshe Rabbeinu. Then he sat down after Moshe Rabbeinu taught him. He sat down to the left of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is Zubana. Shana l'Moshe Pirgo, he taught them. Nistalku, Yoshru, Elozo, the Yimin Moshe, Yisoma, the Smol Aaron, this Canaan came. It's an entire strategic Seder that the Gemara describes. Rashi calls it in Shmoy Islam Adalim. Rashi calls this Gemara in Erevin. So it doesn't mean that the entire Am Yisrael entered at the end into the Beis Medrash, but rather they have permission. But before Al, de facto, only a certain very particularistic group entered actually the Beis Medrash to learn with Moshe Rabbeinu. And they were giving it over to the Chaverim, the Chaverim, to the Chaverim, till Nisparshim the Yisrael, till it spread to the entire Klal Yisrael. However, this was not the case. Kind of, if you will, that's an analogy, which is certainly legitimate. But here in Vayakel, that's the hitch. Moshe Rabbeinu was told himself to tell all of Klal Yisrael the Tzibui on Shmiras HaShabbos. So he gathers all of Klal Yisrael, and then he tells them, So Shabbos is really incredibly striking. So tonight we're going to share a number of what I consider to be golden nuggets regarding Shabbos, and there are many. There's, as I said, Mikra Muat, Ba'alochas Merubas. Many Ramazim that are really fantastic Ramazim regarding the idea of Shabbos, and there's no question that the Chazal already commented in the Medrash, is a well-known Medrash, that Moshe Rabbeinu was told, in the context here, Vayakel Aseh Kihilos G'dayles, that they should gather many, many people. Moshe Rabbeinu should convene a gathering of Klal Yisrael and to darshan b'rabim hilchos Shabbos, in order that people should obviously be very ensconced in the halachos of Shabbos, because the halachos of Shabbos are very chamur in many, many respects, and not so simple to know these halachos. It's a lifetime of study, and there's no other area of halacha where one is chayav nisus bezdin, with the exception of Shabbos. On Shabbos, Shabbos is the hamisa achi chamura mikol arba misa shebezdin. We're talking about skila. That's the onesh for chilul Shabbos, and Moshe Rabbeinu has to be mashpia klal yisrael to be mekabel the Shabbos bi'ahava. They should accept the Shabbos with a degree of a tremendous degree of love. It should be mekadosh Shabbos. It should be chavit to them. That's the Gemara Shabbos. Matana Torah Tova Yishev Beis Gedolzei B'Shabbos Shmor Lech Modil B'Yisrael. The Gemara says a beautiful matana. And he required, of course, Chochma Slave in order to be able to get this, of course. And we say it's in the Navi, I'll get to it a little bit later. But on the Sato Hashem Elokeinu Goy Arotzos, Goy Shishav Aschai Nisa, the Gemara said Sanhedrin. So Goy cannot observe Shabbos. He was not given Shabbos. He was not given the Goy Arotzos. So on Chalto Malkein, the Yodhi Psilin, the Gam Bimnuchasa, the Yishkin Arelim. Shabbos is a particular matana given to Klal Yisrael exclusively, only to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, the beauty of Shabbos and that which has probably sustained us, the Dori Doros, is the idea of Shabbos. So now let's begin our exploration of some of the areas that are very, as I said, fascinating. And we'll start here in the Parsha Kisisa, page number one. Notice the language of the Pasuk. I already pointed out a little bit. The Atah Dabel Bnei Yisrael Leimor Achash Apsos Sait Tishmor of Loshen Rabba. Ki Yosi Ben Yiu Ben Echom Ben Rosechem Ladas Ki Ani Hashem Kadishrei. So here the idea of Shabbos being an Os, that's unique, that's how we're shown to point out. Ushmaitim Asa Shabbos Ki Kodesh Yilochem Mechaleh Masumas Ki Kol Osir Vav Alocha Benichus Adem Shehim Mikar Vameh Shabbos, there's a Chiy of Skilo, but with Asroah, there's a Chiy of Koris. Sheshish Yomim Yei Osir Melocha. This needs attention, which I can't do right now. Again, Bli Nether, Bizdanut Acheret, another occasion. We'll discuss the language of Yei Osir Melocha, as opposed to what it says elsewhere. Vayom Hashvi Shabbos Shabbos and Kodesh Hashem, Kol Osir Melocha, Yom Hashabbos Masimas. And we have the idea of Bishomru, this is the Mokar, Bishomru Reyes Osir Shabbos. Pasuk is said quite often in context of Kiddush. Rashi right away comments, Rashi directly below, that Shabbos is not Dochan Mishkan. And then we have another incredible Rashi. The Torah says here, Pasuk Tezvav, Shabbos, Shabbosom, Kedish Hashem. You know, generally we assume Shabbos, Shabbosom, and then we keep it. So here Rashi comments, a very striking Rashi. I circled it. Shabbos, Shabbosom, Menuchas Margoa, below Menuchas Arai. We have no clue what Rashi is talking about. He speaks about two different types of Shabbosos. One he entitles Menuchas Margoa, and the other he entitles Menuchas Arai. So here the Torah is alluding to Menuchas Margoa. What does that mean? Secondly, on Shabbos, we have one of the most famous of all the Tzvilos of Shabbos, which we're all quite familiar with. And this you can see as well. And out on page number five. And as we say, Mincha of Shabbos, Mincha, of course, we reach a very high madrega. On the bottom of page number five, Yom Menucha Kedusha, the Amcha Nasata, and it speaks about Menuchas Ava ונדבה. מנוחס אמס ואמונה. מנוחה שלום ושלווה והשכין בבטח, מנוחה שלמה שאתה רוצה בו. What is the מנוחה שלמה as opposed to מנוחה שאינה שלמה? Question number 3 is found on page 4. Examine the Rambam's. So the Rambam has one of the most famous brokim is in Perek Chavdalet. The Rambam there discusses Muktzah. The Rambam feels constrained to provide many original explanations for Muktzah, which are not found in the Gemara. The Gemara tells us what the Rambam right away is masking in the Rambam. Muktzah is a gedor v'etzah, tilful tzorech etzah. Moshe the Gemara a number of times in Shas. But the Rambam comes with his own very original explanation. But it's clear that the Rambam is very concerned, as you can see from the Rambam in Halavi Yudbeis and Halavi Gimel, is concerned about the issue of Muktzah. Chazal introduced such an Isra. And the Rambam is worried about, as you can see from the three times that he mentions, turning Shabbos into a Yom Kol. The person would be allowed to be Mutal to Muktzah, so Shabbos would be transformed. Shabbos would become a day like any other day, and that would be certainly inappropriate. But fascinatingly enough, the Rambam in the Nusach HaTzvila of Shabbos Yom Tov, at the bottom of this page, page number 4, so the Rambam uses the following expression when he speaks about Shabbos. Yes, Musaf Yoim HaManeach HaZeh, right in top. As the Rambam describes Shabbos, Yoim HaManeach. And then he goes further, the Rambam. He says that the bracha, the middle bracha, and the Musaf of Pesach, and Musaf of Yom Tov, Miko Kodesh, Yem Chagavatz HaZeh, and Shavuos and Sukkos. And if Yom Tov falls out of Shabbos, I'm now just summarizing it in the left-hand column. Atavachatono, who tells you, and Shabbosos and Nucha, who are in the Simcha, is Yerim HaManeach HaZeh, the language of Yerim HaManeach. And Musve Yerim HaManeach HaZeh, that's what we mentioned, Shabbos, if Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur fall out of Shabbos, Be Mishar Tfilos, Be Musa, the language of Yerim HaManeach. The question is, why does the Rambam Dafka on Shabbos use this Nusach, not on Yom Tov? The Rambam uses the Nusach when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. Yom Tov that falls out on Shabbos says, Yom Tov, you don't say such a lashon. What do you say on Yom Tov? Mikra Kodesh. That's the language that we are familiar with as well. But it doesn't mention Yom HaMadach, only on Yom Tov that falls out on Shabbos. The Rambam says, Es Yom HaMadach HaZeh, Yes Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh. The Pashtus would be because Shabbos, of course, as you know, that's the Mishnah. Famous Mishnah. In Maseches Megillah, Ein Ben Yom Tov LeShabbos Alech Alevus Bilvad. The Ramban in Chumash has a famous deal. The Ramban writes that this is actually to be derived from two psukim in Chumash. Astounding Ramban Kedarka BaKodesh. When it comes to Shabbos, the Torah said Leisase Kol Melacha. All Melacha is essentially interdicted, prohibited. When it comes to Yom Tov, then the Torah says Kol Melacha Zavei Leisase. The Ramban understands that expression. As obviously not including Melacha Lecha Nefesh. So Shabbos is Nasr, B'chol HaMelachos, and that's why, as I said, the Torah actually uses the Lashon of Losas and Kol Melacha, and perhaps that's why the Rambam speaks of Yom HaManeach. Mashenki Yom Tov, when there's a Heter of Hetzah, a Heter of Melachos that done the Torah Lecha Nefesh, you don't say Yom HaManeach. The only problem is that here, if you look at the Rambam, by Yom Kippur, Chal, the Emtzah Shavua, so therefore, the same halacha applies to Yom Kippur, namely, all malachas are awesome, just like Shabbos. Why don't we say Yom HaManeach HaZeh? Yom Kippur is certainly Shabbos Shabbos, there's no heta of Echol Nefesh that we have normally on a Yom Tov, and yet the Rambam does not use the Losh in Yom HaManeach. Yom HaManeach is specifically related to putting the Rambam to Shabbos. Okay, so let's just overview this matter. The Magen Mishnah, in Perek Chaval, Hilchos Shabbos, refers to a Ramban in Emor, also one of the most famous Rambans in Chumash.
What was the Muktzah piece?
The Muktzah piece is simply the Rambam in Perek Chaval, Hilchos Shabbos, on page 4. The Rambam decides to become original. You see how Yud Beis, also Chacham Metalta, Mitzas Goran, Bishabbos, Gedev, Shreis, Behol. Neiman Nogu, Bishas, there. So right away, the Rambam says, what is he asking these questions for? The Gemara is clear. Because of our Ibid, they don't move up to Tiltal, not to Echad Zom. The Gemara said, the Tiltal is the Gedev Aitzah. The reason why Chazal were Asur and Kiltel Lutzah, we might come to Otzah on Shabbos. We want to avoid coming to Otzah. So therefore, they ask the Tiltel. No, that's not sufficient for the Rambam. He has to come with original theses. And he starts, mind, he's in the Vim, that the way you walk on Shabbos, your gait on Shabbos should be different than your gait during the week. Your conversation on Shabbos should be different than the conversation during the week. You might treat Shabbos as a regular weekday and start moving things around your house and doing all kinds of things. Why? I guess there was no daf yomi. So there we are, but all this is original thinking that's not found in Chazal. Very nice, the Rambam's original thinking, we know that. But that's not sufficient. No, Allah Yigimel. Rambam says, that's not sufficient. They call in Yiddish, ladies, they have nothing to do with themselves. So they're playing shuffleboard, I got to talk and I got to that. Anyway, so here the Rambam says that if we permit them to go ahead with Dalpel, Ninsul Shal Shamas Shishani Keras. So he's giving you all kinds of original reasons that are not found in Chazal. Chazal are clear, what the Rambam says is 100% correct. So the Magen Mishneh, in Parachaval of the Shabbos, quotes a Rabban and Emor. This Rabban is found here also one of the most famous Rambans of Chumash. I was I mentioned this a few times. I was late in my lifetime in high school. My father apprenticed me to a young man as a Rosh Hashiva, the main Yeshiva in Brooklyn. And I was compelled to learn the Rabban al Torah. I did it twice. And by the time I finished high school, I got to the Rabban twice al Torah. So then Friday night, Shabbos afternoon, whatever was necessary to finish the Rabban. So I was started at 13, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, till I was 18. We did the Rabban al Torah. From those days, I'm familiar with Rabban. Gives me the Akusala Mishakha, the world's in the Shabbos. Anyway, so there's a Rabban here, which is incredibly striking. I sort of underline, you look at the middle of Rabban, Rabun and Shlita, you see that this Rabban is similar to that Rabban that we just read by Muksa. See which says Venir Ali. I underlined it on page 3. That is true. Not everything. Anyway, so Venir Ali, Shaman Shazel Omar, Shin Slavim and Atel Yasun and Menuch Beyantin. That's talking about Yantin, Shabbosom. And to be Mufani Kaver and Avon and Baisal Baisal, Mam sounds like the Rambam, exactly. He buys the year of Kevin Choma, with Lato, the Lord Balayla, Yom Sima Lachamarim. Well, you can do anything on Shabbos. You'd be able to literally, Yomtu, treat Yomtu the way a regular day would be treated. The whole Master Yomtu, the Yomtu, the Yashuk, Mother of the Homecha Memka, the Yachanuk Tucha, and the Makif Shukhanim, Ashukhanam, Zubim with them. And obviously, so because technically you're not doing anything wrong, technically that's called you go according to the letter of the law. Rabban is trying to give you the spirit of the law, as we're trying to give it over here. And the Rabban, by the way, a similar Rabban is found in Parshas Kedoshim, the Kitzur, and we know that one has to treat Shabbos in a fashion where we should not lose the Ruchnias of Shabbos. Look at the other Ramban on the bottom there. The same Ramban. I underlined that also. So then the Ramban tells you, that's what the Navi says. Shabbos Shal Menucha. The idea is to create a certain kind of shtimun, a certain kind of ruach at Shabbos. He's even in the Torah Asid, as I said, Melacha. But technically, one could go and become involved in so many different things. Interesting, this is page number 5. I'm not going to go through this sugya. This is also a very beautiful sugya in Shabbos. On the upper part of page number 5, the Gemara Neil Chori, the Fidalim of Days, the most famous Gemara in Shas. I didn't keep it that further on Shabbos. The Gemara says, also the Tira Sierra. The Gemara discusses what exactly the nature of this Easter is. Rashi explains over there, we're talking about Kedivas Yerek Tolush, it's not really Malacha, but there's an issue of Asay of Shabbosot Shavos. Even Yom Kippur Shavos, only has been Shabbos, you might thought maybe there's a Hekta, Mishabak Vastever, just to go on to the bottom of that Keta. So whatever the case is, what's important to know here is that there's a certain kind of spirit that we're trying to create in the context of Shabbos. So now let's go back to the Rashi that we started with on page number one. And Rashi Kutsisa speaks about Menuchas Margal Goa Lom Menuchas Arad. So I remember my father Shom was very troubled by this Rashi. From the time I'm not exaggerating, 6 or 7 years old, I've been discussing this Rashi. We started studying when I'm talking at a very young age. That is not we. It was like Pekhana Sachem Aretzat with a gun to our head. So we didn't have much of a brera. There was no discussion. There was no democracy. Democracy did not prevail. What prevailed was autocracy. Allah, what we are witnessing now in a very fine country that decides to capture another country. Anyway, Bekitzor, Rashi says here, Menuchas Bargoya, Veloi Menuchas Arvai. So the Pashtus, Menuchas Bargoa, refers to Mount Shabbos. Clearly, there are two types of menucha. That's a simple pshat of Rashi. Menuchas Bargoa perhaps is a menucha shlema, a real emistik of menucha, as opposed to Menuchas Arvai. Menuchas Arvai, my father understood that to mean Lamatas Bargoas. That's called Menuchas Arvai, that we don't engage in any of the Yisurim Melocha, the Rasa and Shabbos, or Sasek of Melocha. And we have what I just mentioned, Ramban, and also the Ramban, and Aseh of Shabbosom, that there has to be a certain kind of shtimum, a certain kind of geist that exists at Shabbos, that can be Masyarek, as the Gemara says in Eluk Sharm, is also as well, Tircha Ba'omo. And as a matter of fact, you can, in the Farshim, if you learn the Farshim, I'll just give you one or two examples that come to my head. There's a pasuk at the end of Ayichi. Yisachar chamor garen roveis ben amish vasoy. Vayar minucha kitay yasarat kinaima. Vayet shich mal lisbo vayi lemas oibe. So the pasuk of minucha. So the Sfarma writes over there that that minucha refers to, he speaks about a minucha bishleimus, hamuskolos, minucha sanefesh, he calls pasuk min yemiyohu, but the Rabbi speaks about margoa, that you'll find in Achas Seichem, and that's the ultimate toy. So apparently Rashi also, Rashi Kisisa, by the way, look at the next Rashi. By Yinofash, right here, page one, directly below the Rashi of Menuchas Bargoa. Itaguma, the Pasuk says, by Yinofash, at Shabbos. Itaguma, v'noch, v'chol noshe v'eit, v'chol noshe nefesh, v'eit she nafshe v'shimas, so v'agiyo, v'tor ha-malok. V'ishe kosebo lo yiach lo yigo, v'chol poloi v'mamar, yichtim menucha le'atzma. The sabir so is a mashiach l'shmaya. So that's what Rashi says over here, that this idea of menucha is embedded actually in the idea of Shabbos. And this menucha, as I said, there are two types of menucha, apparently, kanireh. One is called menuchas arai, and one is called menuchas margoya. So my father thought that menuchas arai, as I said, refers to lamites malonis. That's what the Torah wants us to rest from our burden that we are involved in generally the entire Shabbos, but apparently there's another menucha, which is a high level of menucha on Shabbos that we are to aspire to. And that's called Menuchas Margoa. That's what I'm going to discuss now. The Girsa, again, we say actually at Shabbos in all the Tfilos, we say the Menucha Seinu. We speak about at Mayriv, at Shabbos, the Gam, the Menucha Seinu, the Ishkul Arelev, we say Menucha Seinu, at Mincha of Shabbos, they're already, wow, my father thought this is a much, much different Madrega. Take a look at it again. Mincha of Shabbos, Yom Menucha of Dushilam Chodosota. Menuchas Ava Ledova, Menuchas Emes Ve'amuna, Menuchas Shom V'Shalva, Menuchas Shleima Shatareitze Ba. This idea is not mentioned on Yom Tov at all. The idea of Menucha doesn't come to the fore on Yom Tov, only Yom Tov, the fourth out on Shabbos, we hear in Shachas and Musaf, and say Menuchaseinu. As apparently from here, there's one maskara to be derived, and that is that, as I said, Tvei Dinim Menucha. Everything, of course, is dialectic and everything is brisk. And the Rimanushan is a risk of Kayadua and Alzan Shum Safin. So I want to now discuss these two different levels of Menucha that are, I believe, embedded and really built into the very fabric of what Shabbos is all about. At the very beginning of the Briya Sa'ilah, now you see on page number two, that here, Malachi Baruch Hu mentioned the idea of Shabbos. So Shabbos is, of course, right away mentioned. And Rashi has the famous comment by Chalal Kimayim Ashvi of Shimon Omer Basam Adam Sheni Yodei Itam Rugon Tzorach Laisa Nechalal Akedesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very synchronized, very precise. He's the ultimate chronometer. This idea of menucha was created on Shabbos. And the Ramban in Chumash, a number of times, the Ramban actually, when he speaks about this idea of Vayishbais, Vayim Hashmi, Mikol Malachter Asher Asa, so the Ramban says, number one, Hashem created, if you take a look right on page two, the Ramban al Torah, below the first two Ptaim, Sheshabbos Mikol Malachter Asher Bari, Yeshbeayim, Lassus, Pedicol, Amasim, and Sfar, Mishish, Ayomim, Vinei Omar, Kishabbos Mibriyo, Mimaisim, and Abriya, Shabar, Yamarisham, and Amaisim, Shasim, Shah, Ayomim, Ramban, again, clearly speaks about this idea of Shmisa, that the Ibn Shalom actually rested on the Shabbos. And of course, this is really embedded in the Aseres HaDibros. If you look at the Aseres HaDibros that we're familiar with, both Sukkot and that which is down in Parshas Yisro, namely Zochas Yom HaShabbos HaKatsho, and that which is also found in Parshas Ves Chanan, Shomas Yom HaShabbos HaKatsho. One is an assay, and the Ramban writes that we should remember the Shabbos and Kasha of Lamish Kacheim, and also the Los assay of Shomos, Yom Shabbos and Kasha, and after the Mechal Shabbos. So essentially, Shabbos is given to us as a day when the Rosh Hashanah completed his handiwork, and in Pashas, Reis Chanukah Yadua, there's a distinction as to the reason, what's the rationale for Shabbos. In Yisrael, the Torah says, why should we remember the Shabbos? It's related to, as we very well know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu completed Ma'aseh Bereishis. In Reis Chanan, it's related to Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Ramban actually in Reis Chanan, it's also found here. The Ramban, take a look at the lower left-hand corner, page number two. The Ramban here points out something that he mentions a number of times. The Ramban says, lower left-hand corner, page two, V'nir b'Shabbos b'Tal v'Yishli Tami. V'hamin b'chidush olam, number the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, beyond that, we are his abodim of Hashem Yisbarach. And he writes further, all these qualities. Shabbos has in it all these elements. Chidush, olam, the fact that Hashem created the world, the fact that he desired that the world should be maintained, the fact that Hashem is omnipotent. So we should remember what we saw in Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Shabbos Zeh L'Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim Zeh L'Shabbos. And this is what we're supposed to remember in the context of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hashem is mechadesh and does whatever he so desires. Yeh Hashem Barah Ma'aseh Bereishis. I mentioned earlier in the Parsha Mishpatim, yeah, once again, on the lower right hand corner of page number two, Shesh Yom Tassim Ma'aseh L'Yem Hashri Tishbos. The entire Bria is supposed to come to a standstill on Shabbos. It's supposed to be a complete and total rest. And Parshas Emor, again, directly below that, we have the Mitzvah HaMoadim, but the first of the Moadim is Shabbos. Rashi points this out right away, that Shabbos has a Din Moed. The fellow showed me this Esa Kasha from the Mord Erechim. Mord Erechim has a criteria for Halel. Criteria for Halel is Yisra Melacha. Criteria for Halel, a day which is a Yom Tiv, Moed. So Shabbos is also a Moed. So if it's a Moed, why don't we say Halal on Shabbos? That's what my father asked me many, many years ago. So I told him, Tvei Dinim and Moed. And I can't articulate that right now, but there's what to say. In Kisisa, we just saw that earlier, where the Torah speaks of also Shabbos as being an Ois. So Rabbi Mechai points out that, and Rashi says it actually, in the Psukim, over there, that you have a Kisisa, which I found, as we saw a few moments ago, on page number one, where the Torah speaks of, in the context of Kisisa, the Torah mentions the idea of Os, Osi Beni Benecha. And Rashi explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us when he gave us the Yom HaMenucha. And Rashi again comments on the Pasuk Shabbos Shabbos, we mentioned it before. Menuchas margoa v'lo menuchas arai. And there it says, Shabbos is Kodesh, Shabbos Shabbos and Kodesh Hashem, v'chaleh amos yumas. So the nekuda of menuchas is a critical menucha. Now I heard from one of my most beloved rabbeim, according to Nisim Alpazasal, an unbelievable diuk. But I actually had heard this verse from my father's Zatzal. My father's Yosef was just the other day. On Chav Adar, I observed both Adars. Minig Agro. The Ramah holds the first Adar Aleph Ashkenazim. His father, the Chavir, said the second Adar. And of course, as a good Briscoe, Father's Adar Agro, I hold two Adars. Both my brothers don't subscribe to that. They don't know about salvation. Let's get me talk. Anyway, what?
2 years of candle?
Yeah, rather. Two fastings as well. That's the nafkamina. That's the real nafkamina. Oh, that's what I say. The opportunity for nachasiyum. What's wrong with that? That's the rabbit. So, there's a Targum Onkelos, which my father noticed, but wasn't sure what to do with it. And I got in the Nisra and was positive what to do with it. Take a look at the Targum over here. To be astounded. By the way, Targum has to be studied. My father shall spend hours and hours learning Targum Onkelos. I would venture to say, I think my brothers can testify to it, he cannot do the Targum Onkelos solitary by heart. Spend more time on Targum Onkelos than Rashi than anything else. He didn't have, he wasn't, like Gemara was not his thing, never learned Yeshiva day in his life. Well, he learned Gemara years later. But he spent many hours on Targum Onkelos and Rashi, that's what he still learned. So there's a Targum Onkelos here. Take a look in Kisisa and by page number one. Look at the Lashon of Targum Onkelos. First, we'll read the Psukim on the upper left hand corner. And then we'll go to Targum Onkelos Kisisa. First in Vayakel. So, how does Targum translate Shabbos? Psukim in Vayakel. The Sitrun Yashab Sari Kuchi, the Chol, the Chalina, the Skatam, the Iskatal, the Kol, the Abbey, the Abito, the Shetz, the Hanosha, the Ubiwami. Next Targum. Toy Yemen is Abbey Abito. As he translate? Simply. Shabbos, Shabbos, and Kodesh. Now take a look below in the middle of the page here towards the left-hand corner. Kisisa. The Sintun Yashabsa Kutcha Yashem. And then he translates the Yom Shvi, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Kutcha Kodesh Hashem. There's a slight difference between the two translations. One case, the Targum translates, the Nikuda being Menucha, Shabbos, Shabbos, Kutcha, Kedem Hashem. Now, I wanted to show you Tagnanos of Brazil. That's the one I think I read. Yes, I read Tagnanos of Brazil, sorry. I'm reading first Onkelos, and then I read Tagnanos of Brazil, Pashki Sisa. Now, basically, the idea of Menucha, Shabbos, Shabbos, Kutcha, Kedem Hashem, that's what Onkelos translates, Yonos of Brazil as well. And then by Akel, and the Pasuk of Yerach and Tedem, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Hashem, Onkelos translates it in Brazil. Yonos of Brazil translates it. So that's a different translation than the one that was provided earlier. So why is there a change in the two tagumen? One is niyocha and the other is kutcha. So pashtus, the answer is what I heard once from Rav Soloveitchik. Also, I heard this from him. I didn't hear in the context of the Targum. I heard from Nissan Alpert in the context of the Targum. Svei Dinim and Shabbos. There's one Shabbos, which is Shabbos Kedish. And there's another Shabbos, which is Shabbos Niyocha. And this, I believe, corresponds to the two Rashis that I mentioned, Menuchas Margoya and Menuchas Arai. So we know that Shabbos is not Deichel and Mishkan. I'll mention another Kasha that should also be troubling to you. If you look in the Sukkim Kisisa, page one, even though it says on top, Parshas Vayakel, that's the week that we're doing it on. But right below is Kisisa. Vayomer Hashem Ramesha Lemor. Back to Rachaim HaKodesh, where do we see such a lotion? Vayomer Hashem Ramesha Lemor. The language of the Torah is always clear. Vayedabu Hashem Ramesha Lemor. What's Vayomer Hashem Ramesha Lemor introducing over here? Shabbos in Kisisa. So Abin Bechaye, as you can see in the left-hand column of page number one, he points out here that this element of Shabbos in Kash Kisisa, which is when there's a double distar. There's an element of distar, something which is hidden, that's given the tzina, and he goes on to explain, take a look at the language, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but he quotes a chazal in the Gemara Beit Zadav Tezayim, Omer Rashbi, Kol HaMitzvah Shinasa HaGadol Yisrael Nasa Mefahesechut Men HaShabbos Shinasa LaMetzina Shenema they need a baby so is in the other factor up in the Bahaye. They need the business of Shabbos Bitsino. Balam of Ahesia, Shabbos was given this part of Hashem Sadibris, and look of Ahesia done of his eyes. She has shown us some, he writes color almost, he can't cost of Omer. Lo me rush, I say, said Divarti, he don't have a lot of Shalom Omer, you do Hashem come out the Eres, he showed me my Ficha. But what is he referring to? The Indian Hanister in Shabbos. There's apparently an overt element in Shabbos, and there's also a Nisto element in Shabbos. So the word Bayomer says, Rabbeinu Bechaye, is Romeis to the element Tamakim HaSodim HaNistar Shal Shabbos. That's what we refer to in the language Bayom HaShem HaMashalim HaKisisa. Kisisa has in it this element which is Nisto in Shabbos. Bayakel, this is what we are reading this coming Shabbos, is the overt element of Shabbos. Then the Pesukim again are found over here, as you can see on page number 3. By the way, as opposed to what it says over here, there it says Teyose, that means another shir, Shutok Mashmo. And the Rabbeinu Bechaye points out that Kisisa is the Nista element, and Bayakil is the Golu element of Shabbos. Or to put it in the language that I like to put it in, that one refers to the Menuchas Arayim Shabbos, and one refers to the Menuchas Bagoyim Shabbos. So again, the language of the Targumim, one is Shabbos Kutcha, Kadim Hashem, one is Shabbos Diyocha, Kadim Hashem. So again, we have, I think, a hint, a remez to these two elements. So there's a distinction between the Shabbos Hanistar in Kisisa and the Shabbos Hagluya in Parshas Vayakel. The Issur Melacha, the Enesh, that comes as a result of Chilul Shabbos Chas V'Shalom. So Rashi actually calls Vayakel Menuchas Arai. Pash Kisisa, Rashi calls it Menuchas Magoya. And that's also embedded in the Targumim. Shabbos Shabbos Kutcha Kodem Hashem Kisisa, and Shabbos Diyocha Kodem Hashem Vayakel. So apparently, Tzvei Dinim in Shabbos. There are two elements of Shabbos. One is the classic Shabbos that we are familiar with, Yisurim Melacha. And the other, of course, is a much deeper, more profound aspect of Shabbos that one has to be aware of. Or if you put it in the language of the Zohar, Shabbosai Tishmoru, Zot the Zohar, the Shabbos Tator and Shabbos Hilor. So a little bit of Zohar you're probably not familiar with. Here and there, I actually look in the Zohar. My grandfather, Zohar the Bracha, knew the whole Zohar about it. But I don't know the Zohar. I'm trying to work at Rashi at Fumish. Zoya's beyond my ken, beyond my capacity. But there is a Shabbos Tishmor, Zot Zoya, Shabbos Tato, Shabbos Hilo. I once heard from Rav Soloveitchik, he said, to Rav Chaim, something very fascinating, that we know the Parshas of Trumat Tzav that deal with the Mishkan, and Ashuras Hashchina, and then we have Shabbos. Correct? So what's the order? The order is Mishkan, Kisisa Shabbos. Now comes here, Vayakel Pekudim, which is essentially a Chazor Shir. And yet, what does the Torah do? We reverse the order. First, we have Shabbos, which is the beginning of Vayakel, and then we have the Parshas of Truman Tetzaveh. So, the question is, why was this saying reversed? Why in the earlier Parshas we have Mishkan, followed by Shabbos and Kisisa, and here, in Vayakel, we have Shabbos, followed by Mishkan. So, our Soleil cited his great grandfather. He's named after the Beis Halevi. And so he cited his great-grandfather, who suggested the following, that prior to the Cheder Egel, we can speak about the Mishkan, and the Mishkan, of course, has in it elements of transcendentalism, the highest levels of Kedusha that was about to be achieved. Once the Cheder Egel occurred, the Rebbe Shem saw that we were lacking the very basics. Not just the fundamentals, we were missing. Whatever the translation or whatever the transgression in the Cheder Egel was with the Lanak Rashi, that the three Averis, the three cardinal sins, were violated, Gidah Arash, and Stam Nav Nezara. We learned that 99% of Rishayim would disagree with Rashi. Avsadya Gananam, and the Kuzari, and the Ibn Ezra, and the Ramban, and everyone in town who assumed that's not the issue. I spoke about it actually Shabbos morning in Pasha Kisisa, where the Kuzari uses a lotion of, they were looking for a tangible replacement of Meshu Abed. They went into panic mode. As a result, they panicked. They were leaderless. They were rudderless. They needed navigational tools. Moshe Rabbeinu was the GPS par excellence. the Klal Yisrael, now that his presence was not there, so therefore they unfortunately went into a panic. But once the Egel occurred, the Moshe realized we have to start talking about basics. Let's not get so transcendental. That's important as well. But after one has already achieved the fundamentals, namely first Shabbos, that's why Shabbos is upon the heels of the Chet Egel, by Yaakov the Seder is reversed. This idea, by the way, these two concepts of Shabbos are found all over Tanakh. If you take a look in on page number one, lower left hand corner, Sukhmi Yecheskel. I happen to be very fond of Tanakh. When I came to Eretz Yisrael, I think I told you that I started learning Tanakh. I don't think I learned Tanakh, but so it's well. Not true, I did learn Tanakh. Marcus has Sukhmi in Tanakh. Shabbos has Sukhmi in Tanakh. Lushin has Sukhmi in Tanakh. Babas has Sukhmi in Tanakh, but I don't learn Tanakh. I came, and at the very outset, I appeared before Rabbi Davidson. I decided to make him my Rebbe, even though he said he's not my Rebbe. Okay, no, Mishane, but so he told me, he called it Rashi Gisisa. Very fascinating Gemara that Rabbi Davidson pointed out to me. People forget the last two words. The Gemara says, "Binu b'nechem ra'igoyu." So Rashi says, "Al tagilu b'mikra." Wow, don't learn Tanakh. Rashi has two words after that. Yotzei b'dai. That's right. But 24 svarim, one has to know. So I started learning Tanakh. So I learned Tanakh 7 times a year. Just the text, Pashim Shah, just the Pashim Shah of Tanakh. I'm not talking about, and I, Baruch Hashem, I've taught Tanakh, and now actually I'm starting again in Shabbos. I was out of commission for a little bit, and now I'm starting again in Shir Tanakh. I do in Shalshu, so I'm not telling you, if your families have a, both Menuchas Magoa, Menuchas Harai, have all the different types of Menuchas you're supposed to have. Well, I think the real Menuchas over here, but no Mishadeh. Anyway, so I've been doing it for many, many years in Shir Tanakh. I'm only holding in Eliyahu HaNavi. I haven't gotten very far. I've been saying Shira Tanakh for decades. And that's where I got up to. Yeshua, Shaytim, Shmuelal, Shmobeis. I'm making progress. Do that, making progress. It's a slow, they say here, progress. In 7 weeks, you cover 3 psukim, sometimes 4. So I do it the Eden Golem. I do it the Lamech. Anyway, so Navi Yecheskel, I also taught several years. Over here, Navi Yecheskel has psukim. He complains about the Me'ila of Klal Yisrael, we were Me'ila of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we trespassed. He writes over here, V'otziyem Eretz Mitzrayim, V'avim Alam Dibor, V'atenem Esfukosai, V'shvotzei Odati Yosam, Ashiyasa Yosam, V'odem Achai, V'adugam Yishav Sosa, V'nasatim V'yil Sla'is, V'inim V'aniyem V'adas, K'ani Hashem V'katshav, sounds like the Tzubim Kisisa. V'ayamu B'bei Sisa V'amidbar, we unfortunately rebelled. V'fukosai V'alochim, V'shvotzei V'osa, Ashiyasa Yosam, V'odem Achai, V'shav Sosa, Yichil V'mbaim, V'ayim Al-Nishpoch Hamas Yalem, V'amid V'l-Chalaisa. The Moshe wanted to basically eradicate us. The Navi continues, why did Hashem not eradicate us? Only for one reason. Because the basic and most famous argument of Kali Pali. So what's our argument always? That works wonders. Chil Hashem. If the Moshe wants to get rid of us, Chil Hashem, Golem is in. All over Tanakh. About every other time you encounter Hashem, his wrath is vented against us. Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the one who started it. And, correct. The Moshe can't do it. His hands are tied. He's handcuffed. I'm handcuffed. Because of Chil Hashem. And the Yecheskel says it. At the bottom here also he said, Ani Hashem elokechem v'kosei leichem v'mishpat Hashem v'asu osam shabsosei kadeshu v'yil ois v'yil 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 v'yil. Because of the Chet Egel, so unfortunately, sometimes they only remain with the Shabbos de la Tato, with the Menuchas Arai, not the Menuchas Margoya. But ultimately, if you take a look at the last page here, we can see all the beautiful Niros of Shabbos on page number 5, rather. Baruch Kel Elyon Ashenosa Menucha. Yaina Matzah Baimanaya Hushom Yanucho Yugia Kaya. Shabbos Gluya of Menucha Sarai, but our, of course, intention is ultimately to come to Me'ein Eilam Haba Yom Shabbos Menucha. Yom Menucha Gdusha Liam Chanasota. We want the Menucha Shleima Shatarezeba. We want Menucha Le'ela Menuchas Magdoya. That's exactly what we are striving for, that ultimate Menucha, which of course is the ideal that Klal Yisrael, Be'ez Hashem Yitbarach, let me just end by referring to the well, we began at the very outset. We spoke about the idea of Shabbos. Shabbos is a Yom of Shleimus. The whole Tachlis, of course, is to ultimately hope for Yom Shikul, Shabbos of Menucha, Chai Olam. It's a Mishnah, Maseches Tomi. But not waiting, the Yom Shikul, Beit HaSoah. We don't want a Beit HaSoah. Shabbos is not a Beit HaSoah. Shabbos is a Zman of Simcha, of Dveikus, and Hashem is Barach. Menucha, Besimcha, Orla, Yehudim, Yom Shabbosim, Yom Machamadim. All the Yom Tomim are Nifloim. Shabbos has in it this element of us, Lobo. The Yom Shekulu Shabbos of Nuchai Yalamim, the ultimate Shleimus, comes as a result of observance of Shabbos. It's interesting that in the Tvila Musaf of Shabbos, which is connected to the Kavah Musaf of Shabbos, we don't say, well, we say every Yom Tov we introduce the Yom Tov, Nechata Eino Golina Miatzeno. Now we don't say on Shabbos, my father Shabbos was bothered by that kasha. Why don't we say Nechata Eino Golina Miatzeno? We say it on Yom Tov, we say it on Musaf of Shabbos and Shredesh, Ulafi Shechatonu Lufanecha. Anachnu v'avoseinu. One second, I'll get to it in a moment. Chavra yireinu v'shamim basically dasheinu because of Rishchedesh. But in regular Shabbos, we don't mention anything about a chayt and a chubah. What do we say? You have a country. Yirasu v'vanecha. Shetaleinu v'simcha v'yatseinu v'sitoeinu v'gulainu v'sham nasa l'arach has covered us v'aseinu. So everyone knows that this bakosh has to do because the Mikdash was chorek. The Mikdash was rendered desolate, was destroyed. Everyone understands that. And yet we don't say that the Beis HaMikdash was chorek. We don't mention it. What do we say? Shetaleinu le'atzeinu, v'sitoeinu v'gulainu, v'sham nasa l'orach, has covered us v'aseinu. Only on Yom Tov and Shabbos v'Shchedesh we mention before. That's my father's kasha. Why is it not mentioned explicitly in the Tfilas of Shabbos? The answer is because Shabbos is a sin of the Shleimus. Shabbos v'heinu l'bavo. Shabbos has no chisoron whatsoever. And that's when Moshe Rabbeinu himself had to be masvet to call Yisrael, when we mentioned the Medrash earlier. The Atah, the Abel b'nei Yisrael, Achish Achsei, said to Shmur, Loi de Malach, Loi de Shaliach, Vayakel Moshe is called Adas b'nei Yisrael, Vayim Ra'aleim, Shesh Yom Teyasim Melocha, Vayim Ashi Yelachem Kedesh. Only Moshe Rabbeinu can be masvet to call Yisrael the Segula of Shabbos. And I'll read the Losh of Ramban. The Ramban is in Bavipur. A pair of Chalchess Pasim Beis. And the Musafi Hashabis Khatas Kishar Kama Musafi. There is no mention of Khatas among the Kabbalah Muslim of Shabbos. Mesha Knesset Sir Bazugo. We are, as you know, we are the partner. Every day has a partner. Shabbos has no partner. Who's the partner of Shabbos? God Yisrael. There's a man that has called Shalom. That's obviously Alpia Kabbalah. What does Ramban mean? He means Pasha that Shabbos is laid in the side of Shalom and Molech. They're not Israelites. That I believe is the Pshat Ramban. And that's the whole idea of the beauty of Shabbos and the Dushan of Shabbos. So, Halavai, we should all be Zaycha. The Korah to the Yom Shekul of Shabbos of Nuvah Lechai Elamim. But Benatayim, at least we should observe Shabbos in the most beautiful way. Namely, Shabbos is Echad Mishishim, the Gemara said, Lalam Haba. We should observe it, not only be zeichah to the menuchas arayi of Shabbos, but we should be zeichah to the Shabbos ilah, menuchas magoya, which is the Shabbos, me'ein, asid logo, yoyim, shekula Shabbos and menucha, but ha'ayim.
So why is
we don't, we mentioned it, the remez.
Yeah,
not mentioned the
remez. We wish we could, but we don't.
I think it's a correct text.